Hello, this is Randy.
Yes, hello, Randy. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, I was just confirming with my finance regarding the issue. So we called our merchant and everything. We checked in. They're mentioning that the billing address that you have, that is 855 how do you say that? Aquidneck.
It's called Aquidneck. Aquidneck Avenue.
Street 6, Middletown, Rhode Island. They're saying the zip code on this address is not correct. So what I have on file is 02842. So is this the correct one?
Yes, it is.
So they're saying there seems to be some issue with the billing address on your card. So can you confirm, is this the same billing address you have or is it a different one?
No, that's the same billing address, same one we've always used. We've been in this location for close to 10 years, and all of our credit cards and things are tied to this address.
Okay, because the reason they showed us that the billing address is not correct, that's why the payment is not going through on our merchant. So, do you have any other card? If you have, you can go ahead and make the payment through that one. Because this one is not going through because of the very same reason I'm telling you, due to the issue of billing address.
Okay, I have an American Express, but you said you guys don't take an American Express, right?
Now, we are not accepting because there was an issue with one of our merchants for the American Express. So the payment has been on hold, so we are not accepting any more charges on American Express. But do you have any other one besides the Visa ending with 9097? If you have another one, you can go ahead and make the payment through that link.
Okay, I don't have any other cards other than the American Express or the Visa for the Gutterbrush.
Okay.
Do you have, is there an ACH, or you can send me bank information with a routing number and an account number? I might be able to pay that way. Wait a while and see if something gets resolved.
Okay, if you can, just in case, I will send you those details, but just in case, you can check with your bank if the zip code is correct or not. Just make sure. If that is the one, then in the meantime, I'll send you the banking details. You can transfer the amount through there.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy. This issue we are having is not the normal case, but still we're trying to rectify it. And thank you very much for, helping us out.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Thank you. Take care.
Sure. Bye-bye.